I welcome everyone here to this third day of the fast. And I sense a very heavy intensity of God's presence tonight. The month of January is the month where we'll be reigning as kings by the power of vision. And so, this evening preservation service, we shall be looking at the preservation power of vision. The preserving power or the preservation power of vision. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 29 and in verse 18, he said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish means that where there is vision, the people flourish. Throughout the scripture, we see how vision preserves life. God told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I will give to you. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15. Abraham saw the land. He also saw his life ahead of him. He lived to be 175 years old before he passed. Joseph could not be killed in the pit. He couldn't be killed by Potiphar's wife. He couldn't be killed in the prison. Because as a child, he sought his tomorrow. Genesis 37 and in verse 3 all the way to verse 9. He saw the future and he couldn't be killed in the moment. Now, what is vision about? And again, our objective is understanding how vision preserves life. What is vision? There are many definitions of vision. But tonight I want to define vision as seeing ahead. And running with God's plan and purpose for one's life. Seeing ahead and running with God's plan and purpose for one's life. You saw the plan of God ahead. The plan of God for your life, you saw it ahead. You saw the purpose of God for your life ahead. And you are running with it. We have just one definition for vision tonight. Seeing ahead and running with God's plan and purpose for your life. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. That is, Jeremiah, I knew you before you knew yourself. And this is what I have in mind ahead for your life. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2, and I said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And so vision, it's where a man gets access to the picture of his future that is with God. The picture of your future with God. When you access it, you saw it, you were able to perceive it. This is what God wants to do with my life. This is where God wants my life to end. This is where God is taking me. You saw it. then you carry it and run with it. It is called vision. I trained to be a medical doctor, qualified as a medical doctor, practice license as a medical doctor, with registration with the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria. And then God said, the fullness of what I have in you beyond the medical practice is to impact your world, ministering to the total man, spirit, soul, body. And I'm on the run. You saw the race we ran last year. How does this vision protect a man? How does it preserve you? Number one, alignment with God's plan and purpose makes a man to become, makes a person to become a divine project. When you align with the purpose of God and the plan of God for your life, you no longer own yourself. You become a divine project. Alignment with God's plan and purpose for one's life make people to become a divine project that attracts divine protection. You become a divine project. It attracts divine protection. So vision causes you to become a divine project, the project of God. You no longer own your life because you are not living for yourself. You are not living for your own purpose. You are living for the purpose of heaven. So you no longer own your life. You become a divine project. And you attract divine protection. Israel left Egypt not because they wanted to go somewhere, but God had a place for them, the promised land. He put that vision in front of them. And as they went, God went with them. Psalm 105, verse 12 to verse 15. He said, when they were but a few men in number, yeah, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, on their way to where God wanted them to go, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Here, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed. That was how he placed also in Exodus 13 and in verse 21, the Lord went before them, and the Lord went before them on their way to the promised land, on their way into God's plan for them, on their way into God's purpose for them. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. It was a defense pillar to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. For your information, this is not just direction, it is protection. If you see that in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5, the Bible said, the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon our assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day. That was that smoke by day. And the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all that glory shall be a defense. Did you see that? So God, you become a project of God. Once you are aligned with the purpose of God, once you are journeying in the purpose of God, you are a project of God that attracts the protection of God. Number two, the journey, when you journey in vision, you journey in the company of God. You journey in vision. You journey in the company of God. Which we read that already. Exodus 13 and in verse 21. The Lord went with them. as they were going into his purpose and plan, he went with them. You journey in the company of God. Agreement with his purpose is connection to his company. Agreement with his purpose is connection with his company. That was what the Bible meant when Amos chapter 3 verse 3 said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So if you are agreed with God, God said, this is where I want you to go with your life. You saw it and you are moving in that direction. You are actually moving in the company of God. And what does that mean? The company of God carries preservation power. That's right. And the company of God carries preservation power. You don't fear death when God is in your company. You don't fear death. You don't fear yourself being cut short before your time when God is in your company. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 91 and in verse 1 to 2, it said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Psalm 23, verse 3 and in verse 4. He said, verse 1 and in verse 5, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Enemies that should be planning to kill me can't touch me. In their front, I am experiencing promotion. And I am receiving more oil on my head. And the oil said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake. Say, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout power. Say, I am journeying with God. And I am journeying in the company of God. In the company of preservation. I can't be wasted. One thing about the Bible is, it is full of revelational equations. And when you get the equations, you arrive at tangible conclusions. Provable conclusions. Provable. 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 Provable conclusions. I unravel God's plan and God's purpose for my life. I am following it. I become his project. I'm not living for myself. I am living for a cause, a purpose bigger than myself. So the person for whom I am living for undertakes for my life. I now attract divine protection. Am I communicating now? I am in the journey of purpose, so I am in agreement with him. So he follows me, he goes with me. And because he goes with me, dogs don't mess up where there is a lion. You heard that seed of destiny just now. Mike Tyson can be aggressive, but not where Evander Holyfield is found. Where Evander Holyfield is found, he has humility for that time being. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the preservation power of vision. In the name of Jesus, I am journeying with you, and I am journeying in your company. Thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Number three, when you travel, in the vehicle of vision, you travel uninterruptedly to the expected end. When you travel in the vehicle of vision, you travel uninterruptedly to the expected end. What is the meaning of that? When you align yourself with the purpose and plan of God for your life, when you align yourself with the plan and purpose of God for your life, the expected end is guaranteed. When you align yourself with the plan and purpose of God for your life, the expected end is guaranteed. Jeremiah 29 and in verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is, follow my thoughts for you. Follow my plans for you. Follow my purpose for you. You will end where I want you to end. No devil can stop your journey halfway. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie. It's for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak. What's the meaning of that? When you travel in the vehicle of vision, you don't stop your journey halfway. No force of hell can stop your journey halfway. You are guaranteed journeying all the way to the end. Do you understand what I'm saying? No witch or wizard or occult person or ancestral generational curse is strong enough to stop you before where you are meant to stop or end in life. And I declare today you will end your journey and journey well. That amen can be better. In 2026, you will journey well and end well. In 2026, you will journey well and you will end well. Shout the loudest, amen. Number four.
I will never ever stop my journey.
Arrows of destruction. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. Ephesians 6 and in verse 16, the Bible said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
The shield of faith, we use it to quench the fiery darts.
So, when you are a man whose heart is not empty, and your spirit man is not vacant. It's loaded with matter. Loaded with what God will do with your life. Loaded with how many lives you are going to change. Plenty of churches you are going to plant. Plenty of souls you are going to save. Plenty of charities you are going to do. Helpless people you are going to help. When your heart is loaded with that, based on what you perceive God wanting to do with your life, you are not just moving as a person, you are moving as someone with a missile shield. All that is constructed into a spiritual shield. When the enemy comes your way, it backfires to sender. Am I communicating at all? So a man of vision is not a wastable man. A woman of vision is not a wastable woman. There is an invisible shield. A spiritual supernatural shield that returns arrows back to hell. I prophesy tonight, you will not be wasted like chicken. In 2026, no devil will waste you like chicken. In February 2026, you shall fulfill your days.
Finally, vision transmits life and durability into the life of the visionary. It transmits life and durability. The vision inside yourself transmits life into you and causes you to be durable.
That was what he said when he said, I'm on point number 5. I don't know how he got to number 6. Proverbs 29 and in verse 18. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. So where there is vision, the people flourish. Genesis 50 verse 24 to 26. You see what Joseph did to the children of Israel. He gave them a vision that kept them in affliction. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. That is, I am about to die. And God will surely visit you. Surely. Somebody say surely. Somebody say, surely. God will surely visit you. He could see it ahead. Maybe the people couldn't see, but he could see it ahead. And he will bring you out of this land, unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. You know, Joseph was a dreamer. He has the capacity to see ahead.
And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely, again, surely visit you. Somebody say, surely. Say, my destiny must surely happen. He said, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. He placed that vision in the eyes of Israel. That vision prevented them from being wasted in the whole land of Egypt. There is a life force that vision imparts to you. It imparts life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
I heard the story of a young man whose parent left him plenty of inheritance, but he was still working with an airline, I think was whether as an airline or something. He was doing something, but airline, aircraft mechanic or something. He was doing something. And somebody said, we know you. I mean, they left so much inheritance for you. What are you doing here? He said to them, he said, I have to have something to live for. I have to live for something. He said, when I stop living for something, I will begin to die. Have you seen retired civil servants before? Not many of them, but a couple of some of them. By the time they retire, they begin to age so rapidly. How many of you have noticed that before? I mean, somebody with normal hair, all of a sudden, everywhere is gray. All of a sudden, within 1 year, he added like 10 more years, he becomes so old. Why? Because for 35 years, he had something to wake up to do every day. Something to wake up to do every day. Something to wake up to do Monday to Friday for 35 years until he was 60 or 65. And by the time the 35 years are over, he slept this night and there was nothing to wake up to go and do. And he's wondering what to do with the day. And then the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day, he's hanging around, he's lazying about, no schedule at all. Before you know it, body begins to dilapidate like a parked vehicle. And in a short while, it's almost gone. For anybody who is close to retirement, they may retire you, but you must determine to refire. Before the retirement happens, schedule your life to a point where your schedule is actually more loaded than when you are working with government. Far more loaded. Because when you are working for the system, maybe you produce some result for your own life. But now that you are working fully for your life and with your time, if they gave you 10 years from retirement, you should have more results with your life than what you worked in 35 years. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That's how to live. You refire. You don't retire, you refire. You don't retire, you refire. You don't retire, you refire. You don't retire. You refire. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. And I decree to somebody here today, your life shall not be empty. Grace to live by vision, to walk in vision, and to walk with vision. That grace is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly. What is my counsel on this subject of vision? What is my counsel? Number one, ensure you uncover God's plan and purpose for your life. Uncover. Which we saw Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 already. Uncover. Every child of God, we have a general purpose. Spreading Christ, impacting our world, taking many with us to heaven. You begin with that. Impacting our world. Taking many souls to heaven. Spreading the presence of God in the earth. Spreading the principles of God in the earth. With whatever assignment we have found. Doctor, lawyer, social media, whatever assignment, spread the presence of God, spread His principles, spread His power
until the earth is saturated in the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Question is, what are you living for? Are you living at random? Just trial and error. When you wake up in the morning, what are you living for? Are you living according to what pleases you, yourself? Are you living to please society? Or are you living according to what God wants? This year, you might ask God, is there something you want me to emphasize with my life? Is there something you want me to do more? Uncover God's purpose. If we are to secure His involvement in our lives and secure His presence and protection, uncover God's purpose. Is there anything you want me to do more this year? Anything you want me to emphasize this year? Was there something I was lazy in doing last year? And then number two, ensure that you run the race that is set before you. Run the race set before you. Not another person's race. Run the race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2 said, we have foreseen also, we are compassed with about so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Run your race. Run your race. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 26. Proverbs 4, 25 to 26. He said, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Let all your ways look straight. Life, this life is full of distraction. We live in a highly distracted world. You can aimlessly be on social media for 3 hours. Wasted 3 hours of your life, you achieved nothing. Some trying to create content with all manner of title. When you get in, it has no bearing with your life or even with the title. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Distraction is foundation for destruction. Did you hear what I said? Distraction is a foundation for destruction. Not just the enemy of distinction, it's a foundation. Face your front. Mind your lane. Mind your track. I heard from those servant Papa heard it for many years ago that when you are on your track, you cannot be trapped. Face your front. Mind your lane. Follow your track. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all the energy you have got. With all that you have, you possess. And I believe it is a new day for somebody. Somebody here, say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. This year shall be far better than last year. And this year shall be very, very, very productive. You believe that? Jump up on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Loud more shout of amen. Louder believers, amen. We have our prayer tonight. It's going to be anchoring on the anointing for enthronement. That was the first thing, the first dimension that God gave us at the cross overnight, where we are going to be a season of reigning in the spirit by the anointing. We shall be praying that today. But before then,
what you just heard tonight. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father. For 2 minutes, say, Father. I come before you tonight. And I am asking you to help me. In the name of Jesus. To access your plans and your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to become your project. In the name of Jesus. Help me to journey in your company by vision in 2026. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to travel uninterruptedly to the expected end you have for me in 2026. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in the faith dimension of vision and to return back to hell every arrow of destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to receive life from your plan and purpose in the name of Jesus. Help me to uncover your plan for my life. Help me to maintain focus. Deliver me from every distraction of vision in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 and Psalm 84 verse 7. Can we please read together? Likewise, the Spirit also will help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit Himself helps with groaning which cannot be uttered. Psalm 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for this third day of the fast. Thank you, Lord, for answer prayer and testimony so far. Thank you also for strength. Be glorified, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Lord, thank you for this Sunday of the Father. Thank you, Lord, for answer prayer and testimony so far. Thank you, Lord, our friend, be glorified. In Jesus' victorious name we are praying. Hosea chapter 6 and in verse 3. Can we read together, please? Hosea 6 verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow or to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain and former rain unto the earth. Please read it, pray with me. Say, Father, thank you for this third day of the fast. I trust you, Lord, to raise me up in every area
and facets of my life. Lord, in Jesus' name, prayer.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. 1 Samuel 16:13 and 1 Samuel 10:1-2. Can we read together? Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, It is not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captive over his inheritance. Let's pray. Say, Father, I ask for your anointing of enthronement today. I demand to take my place in life in 2026 by your anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's go ahead and enforce it. For your anointing, for enthronement today, I demand to take my place in life in 2026. Repassive Palatina, La Sapata Kesige Bella, Ratata Sapani Palatana, Rato Sekete Palana, La Sekarana Palana.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Isaiah 10:27. Let's all read together. I want to go. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Say, Father, I ask that your anointing will break every limitation or resistance to my enthronement in 2026. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. You anointed, we break every limitation, every resistance on my enthronement in 2026.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. 1 Samuel 10, verse 2. Let's do it together. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men
at Rachel's sister
in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Say unto me, Father,
I ask
that your anointing will bring about
the restoration
of all that was lost in my life
before now.
Lord, in Jesus' name,
Leperata Masali,
Esadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
Jesus, then we are praying. First Samuel 10 and in verse 3 to 4. Let's read together.
Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Carmel, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt eat of their hands.
Hallelujah. Amen. Say, Father,
I ask
that the anointing will activate
progress
and favor in my life in 2023.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Samuel 10:5. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come hither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets, coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I ask that the anointing will trigger the release of untapped hidden potential in my life in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that the anointing will trigger the release of untapped hidden potential in my life in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Let's take that First Samuel again, chapter 10, verse 5 to verse 6. First Samuel 10:5-6. Let's read one to go. After that,
thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets, coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Somebody shall be turned into another man this year. Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that the anointed will bring about total transformation into my life in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, I ask that the anointed will bring about total transformation to my life in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth, pray. Total transformation. Dali Tara Kakira Glahura. Rakete Sotopedu Glahura. My shuttle, in Jesus' precious name. Psalm 65 and in verse 2. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, and let's read together. I want to go. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Hallelujah. Pray after me and say, Father, thank you for answered prayers. Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, thank you for answered prayers. Lord, be glorified in Jesus' name. Let's go. We are saying thank you. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for answered prayers. Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadeh. Thank you, Rupesa. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Wave your hands and let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you.
We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you. Everybody saying
we are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you.
Everybody, hey. We are
Father, praise. Lift up your hands everywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus tonight. In need of forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Don't sit down yet, please. I'll tell you when to sit down. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.